Jesus has responded to the statement that I have read for the hearing. Jesus speaks of building his church. And I report to you this morning that there are four more options available for each one of us to choose from. Yes, more options available for us to choose and affiliate ourselves with other than the church. We are not here because there was nothing else available. We are not here because there were other options or other alternatives. For there were numerous of things, other things that we could have been doing today. But here we are, at church. And my brothers and sisters, out of all the things that I could have been involved in this morning, out of all of the options that are out there, and as nice as some of them may be, I don't know about you, but I choose the church. Give me the church. Y'all didn't hear it. Out of everything that could have been out there today, we could have been out there partying, we could have been out of town, we could have been fishing, we could have been anywhere. But here we are, Sunday morning at church. So pray with me and think with me as we speak from this particular. So give me the church. And you know what? Let me say from the offset that I am unapologetically a member of the church. And I don't drop my head down in embarrassment when I say that. No, no, my brothers and sisters, I'm proud to be a part of the Lord's church. Now, the church, my brothers and sisters, consists of individuals who are called out of this world, out of darkness, into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. And I think I need to tell each and every one of us today that the church has an impeccable record, and she will be around for a long time. The church has always been called, referred to as a she, because she is the bride of Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? It's a bride that is so special that until God gave his only begotten son for the church. Yes, he died and shed his blood for the church. And he's coming back one day for his church. Now in the text, Jesus is speaking. And if you have a red letter edition Bible, you will find that the red print usually indicates that Jesus is speaking. And he utters these words when he and his disciples had arrived at the coast of Caesarea Philippi. And scripture tells us that these words were spoken after he conducted an inquiry. And he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" His disciples heard the master's response, and they responded by saying, "Well, some say you're Elijah, John the Baptist, and some say something that you're Jeremiah, and other disciples." But Jesus threw a question at the disciples' front door and made it very personal. And he said, when he asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" But Jesus knew, and the disciples themselves been with Jesus all this time. And if anybody knew who Jesus was, it should have been the disciples. Am I right about it? He was the one. But watch this. But Peter son of Jesus. Jesus was moved by Peter's response until it motivated him to say words that I read in your hearing. Now, before that, he had to already told him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal that unto you. And when you truly know who Jesus is, get me, Holy Spirit. When you truly know who he is, and with that correct understanding, flesh and blood wouldn't reveal it to you. Mm-hmm. And blessed are thou who know who Jesus is. Now let me tell you that if you know who Jesus is, you are in a class that I wish that everybody was in.
All right, preach it.
But don't get beside yourself now. Because Satan knows who he is. And I get a witness again. And my brother says, when you recognize who Jesus is and embrace it with an appreciation for who he is and desire to live for him, then truly you know the Master.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And people of scripture tell us that Jesus said, now upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. And I concluded that, give me the church. Why is that, Pastor? Because of the truth that is implied by Jesus in the text when he said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. Now, the church is built on a solid foundation. That truth that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Now, that's solid. Am I right about it? The church is not built on Peter. No. Hear me well, because Peter was unstable. And you remember when he gave you some example. You remember when that lady saw Peter and said, hey, you. Aren't you that man who was with Jesus when he was being crucified? Peter said he needed, I don't know who that is. Not only did he say it one time, he said it three times. Yeah, but the church needs a true and sure foundation. The church doesn't need to be one thing on Monday and something else on Friday. If you're not going to be the church, then take the sign down. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, the church is built on truth and Jesus. And because of that, give me the church. It's got something solid. And this world needs something that is solid. Where so much is unstable, give me the church. Laws and government change, but the church will remain the same. Yeah, the church said, through the word of God, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Now that was said during my boyhood. My mother and dad, they used to talk about that they do it my child. And it's still the same right now. The church hasn't changed manuscript. I'm talking about this. It did not change the manual. The church is still operating out of the same book. It is operating out of the same book when you came, and it's going to operate when you go. Give me the church. Secondly, not only because of what the church is built on, but give me the church because of who built the church. Yeah. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build. And my brother and sister, he said, I'll do the building. I'll construct the church. I'll do the building. You see, if God does the building, you ain't got no flaws in the building. Y'all missing that. If God is doing the building of the church, you don't have no weak flaws that's in your church. You will never have to contact the contractor because of shabby work. Get the Holy Spirit. You never have to call the contractor because you know he's trying to do it, but some way, somehow he's going to miss something. But when you call Jesus Christ, you depend on his building. You won't get no shabby work. Oh, he said, I'll do the building. And if God does the building, you don't have any flaws, my brothers and sisters. Give because he's a qualified builder. He who was in the beginning with the Father and who stepped out on nothing and said, let there be. And something came where there was nothing, that my friends qualified him as a qualified builder. Am I right about it? Anybody who can put beauty in the flower and fragrance in every rose, he's a builder. Anybody who can give the birds a song to sing, who can dress the trees and seasonal change, and tell them you're going to wear bright green and vary shades of green in the next spring and summer. Yeah, but then he'll change your garment in the fall and we'll shade it in the winter. And my brother and sister, he's a qualified builder. Now notice that he said, upon this rock, not only will I build, but he goes on to say, in my building, he said, my church. Not only will I build, but he said, it's my. My church. I don't care how long you've been a member. I don't care if your forefathers or mother was involved in the church first in conception. How much money? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't care how much money you give and what office you hold. This ain't your church. He said, upon this one, I'm going to build my church. Yeah. Because his church has been washed in the blood of the Lamb. He gave me the church because the church price has already been paid. And when you think you own the church, I need you to answer these questions. Who did you believe? Did you believe? Did you get crucified? Give me the church, not only because of what the church is built on, not only because of who built the church, and not only because who the church belonged to, but give me the church, my brothers and sisters, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.